song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
What in God's name? You get so much stuff this time of the year in the mail from the sporting world about college football, pro football, just upcoming stuff, and I got to read this more before I go on the air with it. You know, a fantasy football guide for 2009 rolls in this morning. Good morning, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to be back with you on this Monday. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, Derek Stenson taking care of the producing of the show, and we have a wide open hour for you, and we're going to be all over the place talking about what we were not here Friday, so of course we got to touch on Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett and all those kind of things, but the sporting world as well, soccer over the weekend, golf over the weekend. Locally, we had the football, 8-man All-Star with Nebraska, that Nebraska won, the state high school rodeo. We'll give you some kids that are going on to Farmington, New Mexico. We're going to be all over the place. So if you have something you would like us to touch on today, fire it off to the Dent Popper inbox, or you feel free to call us, 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And, of course, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Douglas, you said it, I think, when you led in by saying, we've got soccer to talk about and golf to talk about. Colin saying, you know, it's one of those fringe sports, it's one of those times that the fringe sports have an opportunity to come out and shine. But nobody expected what happened against Spain. And certainly then there would be this monumental letdown, and there was no way versus Brazil. That's the headline on this Monday morning in the sports world, competing with Brazil. Derek, how big of an underdog would the Americans have been?
Big.
I no doubt. I mean, it's just overwhelmingly, they lead 2-0.
Well, what the thing is about it, after the game was over, I sat there and couldn't even wrap my mind around it. If you would have told me the U.S. would lose 3-2 to Brazil in the final, I would have said that's a great, great effort by the U.S. and what a showing. But being up 2-0 at halftime, and giving up 3 goals and just looking like you're going to lay down in the second half, oh, it made me want to throw up.
In 100 matches of that level, ahead 2-0, how many have lost?
Not very many.
Zero?
No, not zero. There's probably 5-10%. A 2-goal lead is a pretty substantial lead with only 45 minutes to play.
Don't you just whack it around at midfield?
The thing about the U.S., they don't play possession. If you watch the game, every time that Brazil has the ball, they play possession offense. They're always making cuts. They play a smaller version within themselves. You know, they got 3- and 4-man little games going on while everyone else, you know, 20 yards away is making cuts, getting to space, things like that. The U.S., it's kick and run. It's, oh, I got a guy 20 yards down there. I'm going to kick it down there and see if he can get it. And when you're doing that, you're trying to win too many individual contests one-on-one for the ball. And Brazil is just much, much more fluid with the soccer ball. That's it.
I just cannot believe on July 29th that's what we're talking about. I mean, that's the big story, though.
Well, there's not a whole lot bigger out there. Wimbledon's going on. That's what's going on. Golf's not exciting right now. On the PG, I mean, Kenny Perry. Really, where were you before you were 40? Kenny Perry getting another victory yesterday, breaking a tournament record at 22-under. The Tiger Woods tournament at Congressional in Washington, D.C. this weekend. You got Wimbledon going on, Venus Williams, Serena Williams, Roger Federer, all winners earlier today. Also, Andy Roddick yet to play. He is going to try and advance on. Interleague baseball play came to an end yesterday as well. And the Kansas City Royals get the 10th win of the season for Zach Greinke by a score of 3-2 over Pittsburgh.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way yeah, way yeah, way yeah, way yeah. Now
There you go. Peanut butter jelly.
David DeJesus, solo jelly, home run. Peanut butter there was a rain jelly, delay.
Peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Frankie, you looked like he was going to become the first 10-game winner. Became the fourth 10-game winner in the American League. Only struck out three, but didn't walk anybody. His ERA now 1.95. He had a rough stretch, but his last two starts have been very good. The Royals went 8-10 in interleague play. 8-10 in interleague play for Kansas City. No rest. They get back after it with Minnesota coming in tonight. And don't forget, right now going on in Gibbon at Davis Park is the Kansas City Royals tryout camp, the only tryout camp they're having in Nebraska this year. So hopefully those that are working now are doing a good job. If you've already went, hope you did well. But seriously, the odds of even getting a look are astronomical. But every once in a while, there is a diamond in the rough out there.
Well, there's a Jim Morris somewhere waiting to have a story and then make a run and trying to get to the major leagues. But I'll be interested to see how much you hear about that. And we know Mike Kent, who's helping put the deal on down there. It'll be interesting to see how many people they even talk to, or if it's just a quick stop and thanks a lot for showing up.
Or even participate. Because you have to think most of the kids or adults are going to be from the Lincoln, Omaha area. And if it's in Lincoln or Omaha, you might get a few more to try. But, you know, if these guys are serious, they know this is a chance. Man, they're having it in a little town. Maybe there won't be much there. I'm going to go out and I'm going to be the best there is there. So we'll see. Everybody does it. Everybody has these camps. And I guess it's pretty neat to be able to have them a little closer to home for where we're at and in central Nebraska. So we'll see what comes out of that. Of course, Steve Gossett, the scout for the area, was on the show Friday. I want to thank Damon Day and Chris Basnett for filling in for us on Friday, as we both had different engagements. So we're at that time of the year. A lot of things are going on, I guess, outside of the sports world. It's 4th of July week.
Yeah, 4th of July week. Getting a little bit wound up for that as well. I would certainly suggest you go to Dairy Queen North here in Kearney and buy your fireworks if you're out there. Oh, it's shameless. Great selection.
You should see the shack. It's pretty shameful. I mean, yeah.
Hey, you know, I go to other fireworks stands, but when the kid said, well, it says it emits sparks and crackles. Well, first of all, that's emits, moron. And second of all, you have never seen that firework, have you? Well, at TD Shack, we saw all of our fireworks. We know what they'll do. We'll tell you what they do.
For professional help in your fireworking, TD Shack 32.
You don't go buy a
North
car
and, in the parking lot at Dairy Queen.
You don't go buy a car and say, well, does it have four-wheel drive? And the guy says, I don't know. Why would you go buy a firework? Where the guy goes, I don't know.
Well done.
Oh, not buying fireworks this year? We understand it, TD Shack. We suggest moving to Cuba. We hear it's lovely this time of year. Yeah!
You're not even one iota bummed out about Michael Jackson, are you?
You know what?
Not even one iota.
I was a little bit bummed out because you go back the time in which we grew up. And, Doug, you're a little bit older. He was it. He was the king. He is still the king of pop, even as terribly weird and strange and bizarre as he got. You go back to Thriller and Billie Jean and Beat It and those songs.
Something you guys missed from Friday's show, Chris, Damon, and I kind of discussed the Michael Jackson thing. Damon said he never owned a Michael Jackson song, period. Never listened to it. I didn't believe him. I kept calling him out on it.
I listened to 1336 on YouTube Thriller Friday. 13 minutes, 36 seconds, all of it.
Watched the full video over the weekend. I'll tell you what, being out of town and at a social gathering, a lot of MJ music being played. A lot.
No one has ever duplicated what he can do on the dance floor. No one in the history of the world, have they?
I don't know. I've seen you attempt it. I've seen me pull it off.
Not close.
There's been a lot of attempting close to last call. I'll guarantee you that.
How's he broke? I don't get it.
Oh, he's not broke. He's half a billion dollars in debt. There's a difference there.
Lawyers, people hosing him. I don't know. I think
cardiologist giving him CPR in a bed.
Well, that's just it. The whole thing is weird, but I got thinking, man, how come all the icons die early? Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, Hank Williams Sr. There's a whole bunch more we can run down.
I'm Billy Mays! I've got OxyClean! I just bumped my head! He's only 50.
I actually have a buddy that's wife thought the baseball player Billy Mays because she saw that he was a pitch man.
Oh, God.
True story. True story. And I thought, well, she...
Only 45 minutes left in the show. Okay.
She thought... Right. So I was sitting there with another friend of ours going, well, she thought it was Willie Mays. And, okay, so I thought, okay, I understand that you, Billy and Willie. No. She goes, he's a pitch man. I'm like, no. No. I still don't understand this. I want these doctors, anytime these doctors just want to subscribe painkillers and all this stuff, this Demerol that he was given 3 shots a day when you're supposed to have 1 a week, those people ought to be in jail. I mean, they ought to revoke their license and no, it's not like you can't practice medicine. It's like, no, you're going to jail.
Did you see the doctors tried to, I guess they tried to revive him for an hour?
He didn't have a pulse. 2 minutes away.
But he didn't have a pulse when he got to the hospital, but they still, I guess, beat on him for an hour and stuff and tried to get him start breathing and heart beating again.
After about
10 minutes or so, I think you're dead, right?
When did Michael Jackson, how many years ago did he become Captain Insano with what he was doing?
That's been a long time ago.
And the people that did what they did to his face.
Late 80s, maybe?
He weighed 122 pounds. 122 pounds.
Well, they claim that the skin disorder, they claim he has a skin disorder, vitiligo, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but it's the pigment disorder where you lose your pigment. That's what they say, anyway. I think, I don't know. He's a freak.
He's may none of you ever have to go through any, I mean, that's just a weird existence. I mean, last night, the BET Awards, which, let's face it, you don't get it on the cable system around here, but if you got a Dish or something like that, then you can get it, but they showed an excerpt, his dad, of course, who everybody in that family, I guess, you know, hates, and I don't know if it's still that way anymore, but they actually talked to him on the red carpet outside. And I just got one more thing to say, my young, and it wasn't even one of his sons, my young man Richard here, and we've got a new record deal going out on Click.Jive Records. And it's like, wow, really? Now, the whole thing, weird, weird, weird. But Michael Jackson gone at 50. Farrah Fawcett passes away earlier in the day. A lot of weird jokes out there, people. A lot of weird jokes. Quit it. Email is DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
Farrah was about as normal as stars come, wasn't she?
Except that time on Letterman.
Yeah, God, that was weird, too. What's wrong with these people?
Well, obviously they haven't been to TD Shack 32, where they can brighten up their life. Let's get back to the local scene a little bit here. A little recap.
Speaking of the local scene, if you want to get your fireworks, TD Shack number 32.
Let's take a look at what happened at American Legion Baseball over the weekend for Kearney and Grand Island and Hastings, all playing in that Kearney-Grand Island senior invite. Kearney runs a... They won 4 and lost 1. They're 4-1 over the weekend, 23-4 on the season. For Hastings, they went 1-4 at the tournament. For the Post 52 Juniors, they went 3-1 over the weekend. They're now 26-3 on the season. Little Caesars Seniors, they won all 3 of their games over the weekend. And the Kearney 5 points and Hastings runs of juniors played in the Wahoo tournament this weekend. And both were in action going 2-1. 2-1 over the weekend. So pretty good baseball weekend for most of the area teams. And congratulations to Kevin Malberg and his staff. They pick up a 20-12 win over Kansas. The Nebraska 8-man All-Stars over Kansas, 20-12. Kansas had numerous opportunities. Nebraska kept turning it over, and Kansas was stopped 4 times inside the 30 with no points at all. Nebraska was up 14-0 midway through the second quarter. Kansas scored right before the half. Nebraska had a 20-6 lead and then fumbled it into the end zone. Kansas covered it with 2 minutes to go. Kansas recovered the onside kick but could do no more. Brett Katzer of Ewing again the MVP. Rushed for 55 yards, threw for 124, got dinged up, had to come out of the ball game. Andrew Bauer of Elgin finished things up there for the Nebraska All-Stars, who beat Kansas after they were handled pretty well last year.
I believe big punt return, special teams play can turn that deal around in Nebraska's favor. So Kevin Mahlberg, maybe the difference
great,
in that game.
Great job by the assistant coaches, Rod Brummels, Arlo Wusk, and Jeff Ashby. Great job by those three to over. You know, sometimes you just got to pull the kids aside and go, the old man's lost it. Here's what we're going to do. He's lost it. Here's what we're going
to
do.
But then you come to find out when Kevin Mahlberg's screaming, three phases, all three phases. Maybe the guy wasn't crazy. Special teams touchdown.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
That's the kind of reaction you wish your lawn would get, and it can with Highland Park Lawn Company.
Let us keep your lawn looking good all summer by treating your lawn for grubs now so that they don't turn it brown. Now is the time to prevent grubs from eating your lawn this fall. Call Highland Park today to schedule your grub control application. It's guaranteed with three locations in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Look us up in the white pages. The grass is always greener.
Wow!
With Highland Park Lawn Company.
It's the best deal in Grand Island. No kidding. What else could your whole family do all together to promote better health and companionship for only 40 cents per person per day? I'm Thor Larson, Executive Director of the Grand Island YMCA, with a special invitation to build a better you while all the time building a better family relationship. We welcome you to join our Grand Island YMCA today. A family membership for a family of four, 40 cents a day. While most fitness companies don't stress family relationships, we do. Where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community. We're your Grand Island YMCA. MCA.
All the excitement of Kansas City Royals baseball is right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
There's a fly ball, well hit. Deep left center field off the bat of Olivo, and that ball's out of here. A two-run homer by Miguel Olivo.
3-1 pitch. Corked into right field. Chu going back, way back. It is gone! A grand slam home run, Alberto Tiespo!
Royals baseball brought to you in part by Skeeter Barnes of Kearney on ESPN Radio.
After all the fireworks have burst, the next thing to pop could be you. If you're one of Doug and Daddy's annual hot dog eating contestants.
I could eat a horse.
If you want to be considered for the preliminary screening, and it's tough. So far, you have to be able to fog a mirror.
Oh, yeah.
Sit up and take nourishment. Type an email to Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tell them why you want to be part of the noon hour July 10th hot dog eating contest.
I misspoke.
At the Hilltop Mall.
Just eat it.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Monday, calling for mostly sunny skies, a high near 90 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a chance for an instability shower and storm to develop late. Overnight low in the lower 60s. Currently 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Email Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Phone number 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776.
Doug, our friends at Dynagrill, provided us here with a little information.
Oh,
if you're involved in Nebraska agriculture and growing corn, you'll want to attend the Dynagrow Seed Learning and Appreciation Day on July 28th at the new Monsanto Research Center in Gothenburg, Nebraska. Starting at 9 o'clock a.m. on July 28th, see the new drought-tolerant corn and Smart Stacks corn that will be available from Dynagrow. There's also a Dynagrow golf tournament planned in that afternoon at Wild Horse Golf Club. For more information and RSVP, contact your local Dynagrow seed representative or call 1-800-652-9298 for more information. Come see why Dynagrow is growing.
What day is that again?
That's July 28th.
Oh, I guess our media team will be unavailable, huh?
Sounds that way.
but that'll leave it open for everybody else. Cool. Dynagro. Oh, glad to have you along with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, the State High School Final Rodeo over the weekend. The top four from each event head on to Farmington, New Mexico next month for the national finals. In team roping, Clinton Lambrecht of Wood River is going. Also going is Ryder Nelson of Donovan. They are not on the same team, but they are both going. Girls cutting, Bailey Baxter of Grand Island finished second. Brother Brock Baxter of Grand Island was first in boys cutting. Ashley Herringer of Junietta, first in the pole bending. Richard Coates of Hastings, fourth in the steer wrestling. And your boys, well, your girls all-around champion, Jesse Johnson of Broken Bow. And your boys all-around champion from Hyannis, Chisholm Thurston.
There's a cowboy.
See, again, and yeah, I'm poking a little fun. I'll admit that. But for years, you know, you go, who names their kid Chisholm? A rodeo family. There was a couple others in here, and maybe they didn't all place, that I saw over the weekend. There's Chisholm out of Sargent, Nebraska, first in the bull riding, Buck Moon.
Yeah!
That's Buck Moon out of Sargent. That's Buck Moon coming out of there. Let's see. What else we got here? There's a Wyatt. That's okay. It's just, Chisholm doesn't play basketball. You know what? He's not an engineer.
No.
He's a rodeo guy.
He gets on his horse and goes and checks damn cattle out there. That's what he does. He
does a great job doing it. So,
like that, a lot of people.
Congratulations.
Farmington, New Mexico.
Yeah, they're off to Farmington, New Mexico. So congratulations to all those, and a great job to the folks in and around the Hastings area for their work when it comes to the weekend of the State High School Rodeo Finals at the Adams County Fairgrounds. Well, the new and the old. Nancy Metcalf played volleyball at Nebraska, like, when I was in school, like, a long time ago. And Jordan Larson just come off the Husker team, but both are part of Team USA. And USA is playing in the Pan Am Cup, and right now they are perfectly undefeated in their pool play, and both are doing a great job. Last night they swept Mexico. Metcalf with 20 points, 11 in the match, and they call them points, not kills. 11 points for Jordan Larson. U.S. will play Peru tonight. So there you go. Two former Huskers. And don't forget, this is the final day to register for most sports in the Cornhusker State Games. They take place July 17th through the 26th in and around Lincoln, featuring competition in 63 sports for Nebraskans of all ages. You can register or find more information at cornhuskerstategames.com. CornhuskerStateGames.com. So there's a few sporting items. Another one here. The Nebraska men's state match play came down to John Hurley and Andy Sajovic, who's just been on fire, and finally someone found a way to douse the fire of Sajovic. John Hurley winning his second match play championship, doing this just a month after winning the national championship at Texas A&M. 5 up through 18 in the 36-hole final. He wins at 7-6. The final hole, they're playing at Willow Lakes in Bellevue. They have with eagles on a par 5. Going with the par 5 12th, it's listed at 514 yards. Hurley had 130 in.
That's why they call him the Blonde Bomber.
384-yard drive. Hit a wedge shot, which he spun back 20 feet and made that 20-footer for eagle. Sajovic. Well, he knocked the, you know, gimme 12-footer for eagle, and that was it. Wins at 7-6. That's just insane. I mean, he shot something like 6-under.
Now Hurley
and wasn't done yet. He was like 6-under, Hurley was.
And in the quarters and the semifinals, John Hurley actually fought back and had been down. So he kind of came back and then took hold of that stranglehold on that finals match.
And also, breaking news, the Mayor's Cup played this weekend in Grand Island. And a couple of Kearney residents finish 1-2. Brian Downing finishes first. Brian McGuire finishes in second. I got a chance to catch up with Brian Downing and asked him earlier this morning how it felt to win. And here's what Brian had to say. Bugs.
Bugs, we love you, buddy. Congratulations.
There you go. Good job, Bugsy. There you go.
And to Brian McGuire.
Nah, you know, whatever.
Think they talked on the way home?
Well, they got to ride together, and that's, you know, it was, you know, it is easier to play with somebody in your group that, yeah, you know what's going on. So congratulations to those two, finishing 1-2. John Smith of Donovan, Alan Bolt of Grand Island, Casey Ballou of Omaha, tied for third. Then you go to Jim Rash of Donovan and some other winners. Tyler Knapp and won his division, won his flight, the first flight. Nathan Cox of Grand Island won the second flight. Tyler Gusick, Brad Lammers. Wow, that must have been a short flight. Kim Fandry, Ray Lindley, and Dallas Collister. Congratulations to all of them for winning their flights. And, you know, there you go. That's what we talk about this time of year. A little gaff.
Doug, I wanted to take a short break here. When we come back, I wanted to do this last week, and actually kind of came down to the day that neither one of us are here when we finally had a chance to get it in. I want to get, and you brought up fantasy football earlier. It's not going to be fantasy football talk. It's going to be players that have changed teams in the NFL, big name players, and how big their impact will be back after this on the Doug
and Daddy Husker Show. Got some Husker news.
Fair enough. Back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Daddy Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. I know for me it takes time to trust new technology. I used to be afraid of online banking. Now, I love the convenience. I don't know what I'd do without it. I've been recommending GoToMyPC to everybody I know. If you're worried about the security of remotely accessing your PC, I want to reassure you. GoToMyPC is as secure, if not more secure, than online banking. I use it for convenience and security. With GoToMyPC, brought to you by Citrix, everything is protected with state-of-the-art security features like end-to-end 128-bit encryption. So no matter what, your critical data is protected. You can get your office work at home, on the road. I've got an exclusive free trial just for my listeners. GoToMyPC free for 45 days, only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com. Click on the Try It Free button, and remember to use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Monday, calling for mostly sunny skies, a high near 90 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a chance for an instability shower and storm to develop late. Overnight low in the lower 60s, currently 79.
'70s porno outfit on today.
Yeah, I was sorry. I just felt like wearing it.
Big collar, mustache.
Come on, don't tell me that there's. I'm guarantee you, there's somebody out there right now going, "Yeah, I was in high school or a freshman in college. I had some hot chick in my room. We were listening to this, and I had a Farrah Fawcett poster on the wall. You know what happened? You know what happened. 888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, apparently Justin Makovicka no longer on the Husker football roster, Tony.
Well, that's a big shock.
His brother Jordan is, but C.J. Zimmer coming in, a big-time recruit. Nebraska not really using the fullback position as far as running the ball. And so maybe Justin said, I'm out of here.
Probably end up. Do they have any indication on where he will go?
Well, they always say UNO is a possibility.
Imagine that.
Well, one of the blogs we saw out there. Here's a idea for you folks at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where baseball and softball shoes are there all over the wall. If you need some, we're halfway through the season for most people. Some kids are winding down one season, getting ready for another. Maybe your season for softball is winding down and you're getting ready for state tournaments, district tournaments, regionals. Maybe you're qualifying and going even farther. Why not have the best gear available from Misco Sports? They've got the bat bags. They've got the hitting nets. They've got the uniforms and the hats, which everybody needs at this time of the year. And if you're getting geared up to get back behind the plate and you just have sweated through everything you've ever worn, how about umpire apparel and protective equipment? Misco Sports, a great selection of shoes to be comfortable in this summer. Hats, T-shirts, shorts, they've got it all there for you. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center.
Okay, Douglas, I just think there's some awful big names, as happens every year, switch teams. Last year, Michael Turner obviously goes from San Diego to Atlanta. Monster season. Bernard Berry in Chicago to Minnesota picked up his game. Chad Pennington, you know, he was basically a dead New York Jet. Revitalized his career with Miami Dolphins, and you can pick out whatever names you want of that caliber or of that stature in the NFL. This year, which person or you can pick the position too? Quarterback Kyle Orton with the Denver Broncos. You like him? You think he can make an impact with the Denver Broncos? Or is
Denver is, I think they got a, I just don't think they're going to have it together. It's just too much weirdness going on there.
Matt Cassel, Kansas City Chiefs.
He'll have a lot, it'll be a lot different. He won't have what he had in New England. I think he can be okay, though.
I think
a lot of people think Kansas City is going to be significantly better this year with or without Matt Cassel.
Especially Dwayne Bowe comes into one of the leagues, if he can make that transition, and obviously the quarterback will help transition into one of the elite receivers in the NFL. How about Jay Cutler moving from the Broncos to the Bears?
Most significant of those three.
Really?
Yeah,
and I've never been a fan of Jay Cutler.
I got on the Bears bandwagon last year. They didn't have a significant quarterback. I mean, Orton did what he had to do, but, I mean, it's just – wasn't as good as it should be. They've got the pieces in Chicago. Lovie Smith and the staff are going to have a good year. They're going to be out. I think this can be a very, very good football team. I think they are the best team in the Central Division in the National Football League, better than Minnesota. I think that. I mean, I think Green Bay's got a ways to come, and Detroit's terrible. I mean, I think Chicago is the best team there. I think Jay Cutler, you know, had a chance to be pretty wide open there. In Denver, I think both cold weather cities. I don't think that's going to bother him. I'm not saying I'm a Jay Cutler fan, but the numbers have been there. I don't know why anybody would want to jump up and down on Jay Cutler's performance. You can jump up and down on his character, I guess. I think he's got the best chance to do something out of those three that you mentioned.
All right, I'm going to give you four receivers actually.
Okay.
Torrey Holt, Jacksonville Jaguar. Getting old, isn't he?
David Garrard isn't all that.
10 seasons in St. Louis. Is he the type of player that can maybe resurrect David Garrard's career? I don't know if he is or not.
I don't think it's that deep for them. Anyway, go ahead.
TJ Houshmandzadeh leaving Cincinnati for Seattle. I mean,
I think he's got a great chance. I like Matt Hasselbeck. But so again,
31 years old. 31. You've got our boy left Dallas, now Derek's boy, T.O. And Lavernus Cole.
Whoa.
Well, no, we're going to go back.
You don't have any comments on the quarterback that's going to be throwing to Terrell Owens?
No, that is such a coin flip. Who knows what's going to happen in Buffalo? I mean,
Trent's a good quarterback, though.
Well, I'm not saying that Trent isn't a good quarterback. But
who backs up Trent if Trent goes down?
JP.
JP got let go. Yeah, they have a hodgepodge of untested no-names, basically.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, from I think he played for San Fran. Backed up in San Fran for a year or two, I think.
And I want to skip over T.O. because
Buffalo has a chance to be real good. But let's not forget New England's in that division. Miami got a lot better. The Jets, I don't know what to think of them. I think that's a pretty tough division. They should have been better than they were last year without T.O., and they weren't.
The only bad part, the Bills, they can pick up these pieces, but it's a piece they let go, and it's a left tackle, Jason Peters, right, to win to the Eagles?
Yeah, he was having some contract disputes and just put him on bad terms, I think, with the ownership.
And Marshawn Lynch is out how long?
He's out for the first three games, I believe, this season.
So there's no good vibe starting. No good vibe starting. And then Lavernius Coles went to the
Bengals.
Kind of
fill in for Hushmanzada. And
I'm going to tell you, I think I'll take the long shot here. I think Hushmanzada has the best chance to continue to be good.
Okay, let's see. Seattle, you're going to be playing beside what? Deion Branch, then number one? Deion Branch, I believe. What, tight end? Let's see. John Carlson. Okay. Hasselbeck, who knows how long Hasselbeck's going to be injured.
Deion Branch, Nate Burleson.
Okay, Burleson, yeah.
We have Jeff from Hastings chiming in on some football, guys.
Jeff, what's up?
Hey, I'm not a big Bronco fan, not a big Kyle Orton fan, but never underestimate the motivation for your quarterback and your head coach out at Denver. I mean, those guys are going to be out to prove something that everybody was wrong. And I think they could be the sleeper. I initially looked at it as kind of a downer year, but you know, when you got a coach and a quarterback really going to try and prove everybody wrong, and they're in a weak division, they could sneak up on some people. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't mind that train of thought. If you've got your receivers, if you've got Brandon Marshall and he's ready to play for the Broncos, he's going to be gone. So then you step down, and he's a number one receiver, yes, but he's not happy being there. If you're not on your eighth running back, thanks for the phone call, by the way. If you're not on your eighth running back, which they were with Ryan Torian last year, I believe he was the eighth running back that got injured on that squad a year ago. If you're back to your ones and everybody's full bore, I agree that maybe you can sneak up and surprise some people. We'll see how injured that team is. I think if you had Brandon Marshall and Eddie Royal, yeah, you've got some receivers to throw to. And they say Josh McDaniels, that spread formation, which he likes to run, get people all over the field and down the field. It could be exciting. I just don't know if Orton's the quarterback that can hit those guys down the middle of the field, if he's got the arm to do that. He's never proved he can do that to me before.
Well, can Knowshon Moreno come in and be a rookie running back sensation? Karell Buchholter right behind him. I think that's a good 1-2 punch there. I just think they've got to get off to they're going to be pressure right away. They got to get off to a good start because it can unravel quickly. There's just too much. I mean, there's not going to be enough continuity. People that have been together, meshing.
Lamont Jordan, also a running back for the Denver
Broncos. I don't like Denver's outlook. I don't. So you gave me quarterbacks, you gave me wide receivers. Is that it?
Which one of those receivers did you like?
I said Hushmanzada.
Hushmanzada. Derek, I'm going to say T.O. because I think he's just still the most electrifying receiver in the game when somebody can hit him when he's wide open.
Yeah,
like Tony Romo couldn't.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Doug. I've been Bills fan for too long to try to look too optimistic on the next season because they always kind of grind you down as a Bills fan about halfway through. But I think T.O. has a good chance. I do like Doug's pick, though. I'm going to go with Hushmanzada having a really successful season next year.
Three running backs, and you mentioned two of them with the Broncos, Buchholter and Lamont Jordan. Derek Ward and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Derek Ward and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What are we talking about?
Running backs. Which one?
Okay, start over.
Derek Ward and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay.
Now, say what you want. And then Broncos, two running backs. New coach.
That's all you got?
Karell Buchholter and Lamont Jordan, the two running backs. Can Buchholter stay healthy a full year? He hasn't proven he can do that.
I see no significant. You got to take Derek Ward going to Tampa Bay, but I see no significant boost in helping any of those teams.
You know, last year he was gaining 5.6 carries per pop for the Giants. Yeah, that's amazing. Now you got some other.
How
big
about
boys
kickers?
In front
any
of him.
Significant addition by kickers?
No kickers. I got two tight ends for you, though.
Okay.
Kellen Winslow
went to Miami, right?
Went to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh.
And Tony Gonzalez with the Atlanta Falcons.
I love the Tony Gonzalez to the Atlanta Falcons. I'm a Falcons follower. I told you last year when we made our predictions, don't be surprised if Atlanta makes the playoffs. I mean, the people that right now are going to give me the Denver Bronco argument is similar in the same ballpark to Atlanta last year, although Atlanta was much more out of sorts and really brought in good people. And then once they did that, there wasn't a lot of arguing. Denver has brought in people that have made them not get together, and I think that's going to be the major difference between those two. Yeah, I love Tony Gonzalez. And Kellen Winslow, he's got the talent, but can he just, you know, what is he going to do for a quarterback right down there? Is they going to start Luke McGowan? Are they going to go with Byron Leftwich? Are they going to try and fire Josh Freeman in there? What are they going to do?
I don't think, you know, you certainly don't want to throw Josh Freeman to the Wolves the first. But I don't know what you're going to do. I believe they got like five or six quarterbacks right now on the roster trying to battle it out. Kellen Winslow's another guy. Hasn't been healthy. And I'm not talking when he was tried to be the stunt motorcycle rider. I'm talking about on the field he's not been healthy through his first five seasons in the NFL. I think Tony Gonzalez, the supporting cast around him, you got the running back in place, Michael Turner. You got Roddy White. You got Matt Ryan throwing your ball. Now, will Matt Ryan have a sophomore slump, Doug? That's one thing you like to look for in quarterbacks. I know, especially because we've been in leagues when we talk a lot of football. But the sophomore slumps is something that you don't necessarily like, the sophomore quarterbacks coming off a real productive ooh, because it seems like the word gets out and maybe teams learn how to see your tendencies a little bit better in the off season or whatnot. But you don't always like that second year quarterback. You like Matt Ryan?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I do. Maybe Joe Flacco is the one that struggles a little bit more than he should at Baltimore when you're talking second-year quarterbacks. The new copy of, and there's so many of these out here, but I've seen this one before, RotoWire. They have sent out their fantasy football for the NFL, even a few pages denoted to the NCAA. And if you're into NCAA fantasy football, then you don't have a job, obviously. That's just way too much in there. But they had their mock draft. They took it 2 days after the NFL draft, so this was April the 28th. But at least they knew which rookies would be where and all that.
Okay, before you go there, I think you can go back about the last 6 or 8 years. There's always been that heavy favorite number one. It's been LaDainian Tomlinson about the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
Which everybody loved LT, and he put up monster numbers until last year and a half.
It depends how they score in your league.
Right.
But most of them are just, you know, hey, a touchdown, 6 points, you know, 10 yards is a point, rushing, receiving, and so on and so forth. But the number one pick was not Adrian Peterson, who I think is going to be number one on just about every board out there. They listed him as the number three running back, but this gentleman picked him number one, Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears.
You would never. I mean, how many calls could we have taken before Matt Forte would have came up?
A few, and it just depends how many people had already taken a look at this. Then they go Adrian Peterson, Maurice Jones-Drew, Michael Turner. The fifth pick was Larry Fitzgerald, then Brian Westbrook. LaDainian Tomlinson fell all the way to seventh, followed by Frank Gore, D'Angelo Williams, Steven Jackson, who was 1-2 the last couple of years with the Rams. Everybody took him, but he keeps getting hurt. He's 10th. Chris Johnson, 11th, and Marion Barber was taken 12th, piggybacked with Steve Slayton. So you could say however they wanted. Drew Brees they have as their top quarterback, followed by Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, and Kurt Warner.
They got Edgerrin James anywhere on the running back list? I mean, obviously not signed to the team right now and doesn't. I doubt he is.
I do not see Edgerrin James' name, no.
That's a player that showed some at times last year that he still had some in the tank and could be able to step up and get something done for a team, but you're going to have somebody get injured, I think, is basically the feeling out there to have a team want to take him. And obviously with Edgerrin James, he wants to be paid. He wants to be paid kind of off his past and not what he can do in the future. And I think a lot of the teams are shying away from those guys.
Well, let's take a break here on the Doug and Taddy Show. We'll be back and have a couple more things we want to touch on. Wrap things up after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most, like special order American Craftsman vinyl windows and patio doors. A Home Depot exclusive, now 15% off. That's savings that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through July 8th in U.S. only, see store for details.
Wow, dude, that net's huge. What do you think we're fishing for, a whale?
Nope, boat.
Be part of Catch a Boat, where one lucky angler will land a brand new boat. Every day you play is another chance to win a skiff-style boat from Triumph with an Evinrude motor. And on your first cast of each day, you have a chance to win one of our great daily prizes. To start playing, Google Catch a Boat or visit TakeMeFishing.org. No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States, 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 7/24/09. For official rules and complete details, visit TakeMeFishing.org.
Are you ready for lots of July 4th firepower?
Get your gun. I'll meet you in the street in 5 minutes.
Easy Auction has some great half-price buy-now items for events coming up soon. For example, you can save even more on July 4th fireworks from Marv's. Marv's has stands all over central and western Nebraska. And now you can buy up to three $30 certificates for only $20 each. Lots of fun and firepower before the 4th. So log in to Easy Auction. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the banner at the top of the front page and browse for the Marv's fireworks certificates or other low-priced buy-now items.
And oh yes, there's one other thing.
Look for auction items with low opening bids too. From automotive to fun in the sun and food.
I purchased ice cream and beer.
It's Easy Auction anytime.
What do I have to do?
At any time, you can click on ESPNSuperstation.com. That's ESPNSuperstation.com.
Have a ball.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Here's a look at our forecast overall for much of our Monday, calling for mostly sunny skies, a high near 90 degrees. For tonight, becoming partly cloudy with a chance for an instability shower and storm to develop late, overnight low in the lower 60s. Currently 79.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Reminding you that the inaugural ESPN Radio Golf Challenge is coming your way Thursday, August 13th, Friday, August 14th at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island, brought to you by Bud Light and Roy's Grand Lodge of Grand Island. And that's a four-person team, two-net best ball handicap format. The team with the lowest 18-hole handicap score wins. All kinds of great prizes. Try to enter by July 24th, and you will pick up your T-shirts and a whole lot more by entering early. All the details are on our website at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com, just $60 a player. And the earlier you enter, the earlier you can reserve your tee time, because it's wide open Thursday, August 13th, Friday, August 14th. And if you want to call in or get registered and take your tee time, then there you'll have it. It'll be in your name, and that's all you have to do is show up. It's not a two-day tournament. It's a one-day tournament, but it's open up for 2 days so that as many teams can get in. Whether you want to represent your golf course or your business or whatever it is, this is going to be a great opportunity to show who the best four-person team and bragging rights, and, of course, a chance to visit with us for the winners on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus the prizes, the trophies, your entry fee, all of that. Money coming back. Great, great items out there. You get some courtesy gifts, T-shirts, your green fees, your cart, your practice balls. It's all included in the $60 entry fee for ESPN Radio's inaugural Superstation Golf Challenge. Check it out at ESPNSuperstation.com for all the details at Indian Head, August 13th and 14th.
You only got to have two out of the four of you do good. So don't feel bad if you're a bad golfer. You push one in the weeds. Hey, come on. You got three balls now. Let's go, guys. Pick up the slack. Let's go. Well, I'm always one in the shrubs.
NASCAR, nice real sport. Yeah, can't finish the race. You're the winner.
Hey, Joey Logano. All right. He's one of the young bucks out there.
19. He is the youngest winner of a Sprint Cup race. They did finish 264 of the 300, so that's pretty close. Jeff Gordon, the runner-up, then Kurt Busch.
If you're 19, do they spray you with champagne? Is that illegal?
It's an interesting question.
Or is it all pop?
Very interesting question. Hey, don't forget, coming up this weekend in Kearney, UNK Health and Sports Center, it's the annual Mr. Basketball Tournament. Doug Koster is going to be in to tell us all about it on Wednesday's program. He will swing in to tell us about that. Got some interesting guests coming up a little bit later on in the week. We're going to talk to the author of a new book about the youngster, Michelle Wee. I mean, so young, but, you know, it's kind of weird. You talk about Michael Jackson. You talk about youngsters that have had maybe their
spotlight.
Well, they've been thrown out there into the professional world maybe before they're ready, and Michelle Wee might have been one of those. But we're going to talk with the author of this new book, really in-depth, telling you a lot of the things that happened with her family, with deciding to play in the men's golf tournament. A lot more of the details are starting to come out about that. And now Michelle going to college and starting to play a lot better golf on the LPGA Tour, and we're looking forward to that later in the week as well. Joe DiMaio joins us later in the week. FantasyPlayersEdge.com, among some of our guests. But with it being 4th of July weekend, this could be the most quiet week of the year in sports.
But don't worry, folks. After next week, we did it a year ago, and we're planning on doing it again. 12 teams, there's one champion. The Big 12 preview will begin.
Yeah, in college football, really, our previews begin in earnest next week. We will have interviews with folks that represent or cover all of the Big 12 schools around the country, and probably again, or conference, and probably end up with our roundtable discussion again before Big 12 football media days in Dallas the last week of the month. And then it's time for Nebraska to get to spring practice, and then everybody's back in school, and there you go. So this is about the last week off, holy cow, of the season, and we're going to start talking college football quite a bit beginning after the 4th of July.
Hey, we look forward, though, to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. If you're not doing anything later tonight, this is just sliding up to Dairy Queen North here in Kearney. Pick up your fireworks, TD Shack number 32. We'll be waiting for you. All the items. Remember, believe me, we've seen them before. We can tell you what they do. We're not going to hide from anybody. Back after this.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.